Welcome, everyone, and thank you all for joining and listening. We are learning Pelioitshe number 3. Before we continue with the next piece of Zechiras HaToivos She'oyse Imanu Hashem, in discussing Avas Hashem, the love of Hashem, how to love Hashem, and to remember all of the good that Hashem does for us, I want to go back to the end of the last piece we spoke about, which I believe is extremely important. And we said that all of the chesed, all of the good that happens and comes to us, whether it comes bidei shemayim, directly straight from Hashem, there's certainly that happens that we see it's only Yad Hashem. It's pure Yad Hashem. And certain things that happen are also purely Yad Hashem, but they happen through people. Hein habayis bidei adam, kulam hei mimen yisbarach. Everything is all from Hashem. And therefore, we have to appreciate that when someone does something for us, we have to thank that person and be appreciative to that person. But we have to not just stop there. Make sure we connect the dots and bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank Hashem for orchestrating it. Ki hu hanoisin b'leiv bruav lehetiv elum elu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who put in the mind of that person to go give you something and to go knock on your door and to go do whatever it might be. Now, it's a two-way street. And this is what I want to focus on right now for a minute. The same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes sure He gives you everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the one that if something happens to you, Hashem is the one in charge. Let's explain. And let's give our old mashal, which we use on a regular basis. You're in your house, and it should never happen to anybody, because it's very painful. You're in your house, and you bend down to take something out of the cabinet in the kitchen. And you stand up, and you bang your head in the corner of the cabinet, door. Okay, so again, people shaking their heads because we've all been there. Okay, hopefully it should never happen to anybody again. Okay, so what's the first, after we grab our head, and we say, ouch, and whatever you say, okay, and what are we thinking? Who left the door open? And then we remind ourselves, wait a minute, there was no one in the house. It's just me. There's no one in the house. The past 24 hours, it's just me. What happens next? All of a sudden, we're not so angry at ourselves because we're not going to start punching our left side because the left arm is the one that left it open. That's absurd. What do we see over here? Two things. Number one, we can control ourselves. We can control our temper. That's number one. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the one in charge. So even if someone did accidentally forget to close the door, we have to make sure not to get upset at that person. We could remind that person, tell the person properly, politely. It would be beneficial to please remember to close the door. You know, my head's killing me now. But let's read these words again. Ki hu hanoisim b'leiv bruav lehetiv elim elu. Hashem is the one who gives the mindset of the person to give you something. So Hashem is the one also who felt, you know what? You need a kapara now. You need a little bang, a little patch. And it's good for you. How's it good for you? We have no idea. Well, you know what? It's a little bit of a kapara that we need. Whatever it might be. Whatever the cheshbon, the calculations of Hashem, that's Hashem to take care of. This is a very important point that can enhance our relationships with the people in the kitchen that forget to close the cabinet. And that's just one example. And it applies to every aspect of life. Whether the person is driving in a way that you don't like the way they're driving. And this doesn't excuse that person's behavior. Let's not make a mistake. That person can be 100% wrong. But when the person has this mindset, this attitude, that Hashem is the one who's in charge of everything, you know what happens now? It can help eliminate or decrease the level of the tension of being upset at that other person.
Yes.
Because it's Hashem who's in charge, governing, watching over everything. These are what we take out from the words over here. That we have to thank Hashem for everything that happens to us, whether it comes strict directly bidei shemayim, or it comes bidei adam, from a person. Everything is all from Hashem. whether it's a good thing or something that doesn't obviously at first glance when you bang your head seem like something good. Let's stop here. Mr. Hashem, next time we'll continue with Zechiras HaToivos Sh'oisim Ono Hashem, to remember all the Toivos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us.